Chanukah is coming up soon. I figured we'd try to review some of the halachas of lighting Neres Chanukah, especially in the dormitories and the apartments. We do this every year, but it's an important chazara, especially for the new Talmidim, but even for those who've heard it before, it's a good chazar. So we know the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph Beis talks about the mitzvah of lighting Neres Chanukah. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, the chatchila, is to put it on Pesach Habayis, to put it b'tefach hasamach b'Pesach Habayis. That's the Ikar Adin. Put it on the inside of the bayis, but in the tefach that's close to the Pesach Habayis. Tosis and Shabbos points out, let's say the bayis is not close to Rishus HaRabim. We know the purpose of Ner Chanukah is to have Pesumei Nisa, to be Mefarsa V'neis, to B'nei Rishus HaRabim. So Tosis and Shabbos says that if the bayis is not close to the Rishus HaRabim, but rather there are chatseros, there are courtyards, other public areas that are shared by the batim before they get to Rishus HaRabim, so then the Ner Chanukah should really be put on Tefach HaSamach LePesach HaChotzeh. Right, you should put it on the inside of the Pesach, put the Pesach between the Chotzer and the Rishus HaRabim. So if your bias is on the Rishus HaRabim, put it at the doorway of the bias. But if the Chotzer is on the Rishus HaRabim, then put it at the doorway of the Chotzer. Shasa Sakana, of course, Menichal Shulchan Avedayah. If it's a Sakana, if the Goyim are going to persecute us for lighting Neres Chanukah, then you don't have to be mefarsim for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but rather you put it on the Shulchan inside the bayis, and the Pirsum Anisa is for the Bnei HaBayis, not for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. What clearly emerges from the Gemara and from Tosis is that the lighting of Neres Chanukah seems to be mitzuruf to a bayis or to a chotzer. That's really the din l'chatchila of Neres Chanukah. The idea of putting it on Shulchano, that's b'di'evit. If you can't put it on the bayis, you can't put it on the chotzer, so then put it on the Shulchan. So if one can light in the bayis, if one can light on Pesach HaBayis, so then you should do so. If you could light Pesach HaChotzeh, you should do so. So the question is, when it comes to a dormitory, what's a bayis, what's a chotzeh? So presumably, the dorm room is the bayis, and the lobbies, or the hallways, are chatzeros. So the ikarat then really should be to light Neres Chanukah on the Pesach of the dorm room, Pesach HaBayis. That's really where we should be lighting Neres Chanukah. And in fact, 30 and 40 years ago, that's what we used to do. We used to light. You know, you could exit your dorm room and you'd see throughout the hallway, everyone, all Neres Chanukah were lit. They would take the garbage pail. Garbage pail is below 10 tefachim. Turn the garbage pail over, put aluminum foil on the garbage pail, and put the Neres Chanukah on top of, right on top of there. L'chatchila, behider, was the most beautiful way to do the mitzvah. But then there was a fire. There were fires in the dormitory. So they declared that it's too dangerous to light in the hallways with everyone walking by. So they decided that they should light in a more public area where the lighting can be seen, watched appropriately so it's not going to be a fire hazard. So that's why they decided to have people light in the lobbies of the dormitories. Why in the lobbies of the dormitories? Because the assumption was that the lobby, even if it's not a bias, it's not a private home. It's not private for the individuals. It's really a much more public area, but it still has a din of a chotzer. So if it has a din of a chotzer, then you can light there. In the Rishus HaRabim itself, you can't light the Neres Chanukah. The hadlaka that they have in the Rock Center and all these public areas, that's not to be yotze, your ikar din, of lighting Neres Chanukah. That's a question if you can make a bracha on such a lighting, right? But that's similar to the lighting in shul, right? The lighting in shul is a public hadlaka. So there is such an inyan, there is a minig to light Neres Chanukah publicly as well. But the chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid is to light in his private makom, to be mefarsim v'neis to someone in the private makom. So that chiyuv can only be fulfilled either in a bayis or in a chatzin. So the contention was made that maybe the lobbies should be viewed as a chatzin. So that's actually a major shaila in the poskim. Chazanish and the Briski Rav and others had a major machlokas in Hilchas Erevin whether something can be called a chotzer if you don't do tashmishim tsnuim in that area, if you don't do private activities there. You don't hang your laundry, you don't eat. Now, if you're not using the area for private activities, maybe that's not viewed as a chotzer, because a chotzer is a somewhat more public area. There are bnei habayis that are going into the chotzer from different batim, so it is more public than habayis, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim. maybe if you don't do Tashmish and Tznuim there, it's like the Rosh Hasharabim. It's like an extension of the Rosh Hasharabim because it's really a public area. You're treating it like a public area because you're not going to do any private activities there. So the Chazon Ish felt that such an area where you don't do Tashmish and Tznuim, that cannot be considered a Chatzin. Not for Hilchas Erevin. Rabbi Shechter felt that by the same token, it shouldn't be considered a chotzer for Hilchas Chanukah either. If it's not a chotzer in one area of halacha, then for the other areas of halacha, it's not called a chotzer either. So if it's not a chotzer, then there's no value to lighting Neres Chanukah there. That's like lighting in the street. You can't light Neres Chanukah in the street. You can light on your bias, but outside your bias, inside your bias, but you can't light in the streets. If we view the chotzer like the Rosh Hasharabim, then you wouldn't be able to light it. So he assumed, based on the Chazon Ish, that the lobbies are not called a chotzer because you're not going to do tashmishim tznuim there. Others claim that maybe it's not true. That maybe, first of all, maybe something can be called a chatzar as long as it's between the bias and the Rosh Hasharabim. That's the idea of chatzar, that there's a continuum over here. There's bias, chatzar, Rosh Hasharabim. So as long as it's a more public area, which is shared by different batim, but it's not as public as the Rosh Hasharabim itself, maybe that itself gives it a din of chatzar, both for Hilchas Erevin and for other areas. That's one way that you could be docha what the Chazon Ish says. The other way is what the Brisker Rav says, that maybe Ner Chanukah is different than Hilchas Erevin. Right? Even if Hilchas Erevin, the Chazon Ish is right, maybe for Hilchas Chanukah it's different. Why? Because maybe the concept of a chotzer for Hilchas Chanukah is that it has to be a public area that's mitzurav to the bais, but it's a makom of pirsumei nisa. That's all. Meaning it's a public area that's mitzurav to the bais. A public area that's mitzurav to the bias, that's not quite Rosh Hasharabim, maybe for Dinei Chanukah that's enough to be called a chatzah. So even if for Hilchas Erevin, maybe you need Tashmish and Tznuim, who says Hilchas Chanukah is like that? The din of chatzah by Hilchas Chanukah might be a different halacha. Maybe chatzah for Hilchas Chanukah is something, some public makom that's mitzurav to the bias. That's mitzurav to the bias. That is a makom of Pirsumei Nisa, but it's not a Rosh Hasharabim per se. It still is private. It's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Even if Hilchas Erevin, I wouldn't consider such a makom a chotzer, but Hilchas Chanukah, that's viewed as a chotzer because it is a makom a pirsumei nisa, but yet it's mitzurav to the bias. So there are many who claim that the lobby should be viewed as a din of chotzer. Maybe a din of chotzer in general, and certainly for Neres Chanukah, there's a room to say that maybe the Hagdorah for Hilchotzer, for Hilchas Chanukah, is different. So maybe for Hilchas Chanukah, it's enough to be called a chotzer. What kind of lobbies? I mean, there are different lobbies over here. Let's discuss the different lobbies. Maybe some lobbies are better than others. So, many have pointed out that the Morgenstern dormitory is the best lobby. Not that the Morg is the best dormitory, but the lobby for Hilchas Chanukah is the best lobby. Why? Because people do Tashmish and Tznuim in the Morg lobby. And people sometimes do eat there. I don't know if they hang that laundry in the Morgenstern lobby. But a lot goes on in the Morgenstern lobby. I guess you can stay in the Reuben lobby. There's a lot going on there too. It's a smaller lobby, not as much. It's really just a makom to pass through. Right? It's really a lobby. It's really just a makom to pass through. I know there's a couch there. There's like something to sit there, but people can't really eat in the Reuben lobby. The Morg lobby has many different chalokim to it, you know, and people have a tendency of sort of hanging out in the Morg lobby because it's bigger. It's a little bit of a different makom. And some have said that the Morgenstern dormitory lobby is really quite good. Maybe even a Rav Shechter should say that lobby is good enough to light Neres Chanukah. People do Tashmish and Tznuim. Sometimes people walk around in their pajamas. Not pajamas, but, you know, people walk around, you know, in their slippers. I guess some people walk around in their slippers outside on the street. Yeah, but okay, that I don't recommend. But you know, sometimes people walk around a bit undressed in the lobby. So then, if it's used for Tashmish and Tznuim, then maybe a taka would be good, even according to Rabbi Shechter and the Chazon Ish. Maybe it should be called a chatzah. The Reuben lobby, I think the Reuben lobby is a more public area. People come to eat in the cafeteria, even if they don't dorm in the Reuben dormitory. So I don't think people walk around, you know, half undressed in the Reuben lobby. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's less of a public area. But still, according to other poskim, it might still be called a chatzin. Who says that you have to do tashmish and snuim to call a makam a chatzin? Maybe for Neres Chanukah, certainly it should be called a chatzin. Even if for other areas it's not called a chatzin. Some have pointed out that maybe it's better to light in the lobby to the Reuben dormitory as opposed to lighting in the Max Stern Athletic Center. You know, I think they set up tables for Neres Chanukah in both places. The problem with the gym area is that it's not really part of Reuben. I know they joined the two buildings, but it's not really the lobby for the dormitory. So if you're lighting in the lobby for the dormitory because it's your chatzer, so it might be better to actually light in the Reuben lobby itself. Something to consider. Maybe you should make a push to put your menorah in the Reuben lobby as opposed to in the gym, the lobby leading to the gym, because the lobby to the gym is really a different building. Some often ask, and how about lighting in the cafeteria? The Shechter felt lighting in the cafeteria is not as good. Aye, but what could be the problem? It's in the building. So it's not really a chotzer because it's not a way that you walk from your dormitory to the outside. It's not really a chotzer. If anything, you'd say, well, it's my bias, it's my dining room. Yeah, but it's not really your dining room because it's not miyuchad for you. It's not miyuchad for people living in the Reuben dormitory. Even people from the outside eat in the cafeteria. So if it's not miyuchad for people in the Reuben dormitory, then maybe it shouldn't be called a bias either. So maybe better not to eat in the cafeteria. Better to light in the lobby, but to light bedafka in the Reuben lobby. How about mus? So Mus is a wonderful dormitory, but when it comes to Neres Chanukah, it becomes a big problem. Because they set up the tables for Neres Chanukah in the hallway outside the Mus based Medrash. And many people never even see that area a whole year. If you're in this year, you'll see it for wing schmooze, you know, every so often. But even for that, I mean, that's, how can that be called a chatzah? You know, you rarely use the area. It's taka akashi. Right? If it's not your bias and it's not your chatzah, based on what we're saying, how can you light Neres Chanukah there? Stama place, stama makom in the building, but it's not really the bias, it's not the chatzah. Seems a little bit strange to light the Neres Chanukah there. So some recommend that maybe during the days of Chanukah, one should try to eat in that area where you're going to light. If you live in the Mus dormitory and you have to light in that area outside of the Beis Medrash, so eat supper there afterwards. Mishnah Berurah writes in a different context that one can be koveya a bias for the days of Chanukah. Right? For the days of Chanukah, the lashon is if someone goes to their parents for 8 days of Chanukah, so then they could light there, even if they live in the city. They live in the city, they have a bias in the city, but if they're not living in their bias for the 8 days of Chanukah, they're living in a different bias, and then that becomes their bias kavua for the days of Chanukah. So it could be in the same way over here. If you eat in that makom, so then you can be koveh it as your bias. You're doing tashmishim tznuim there. Right? Mamish. If you're eating there, it could be a bias, maybe a chatzer. Right? It's a more public area than your bias, but still it should be a chatzer. Maybe even it should be called a bias. So then you could light Neres Chanukah there. I think they set up tables for Neres Chanukah in the lounges on the first floor, on the second floor of the Mus dormitory as well. They still plan on doing that? They've done that for the past few years. So that, l'chora, is a better place to light, certainly for those who live on the second floor. If you live on the second floor of Mus, you definitely use the lounge. Right? I mean, many people do use the lounge. You certainly can use it for Chanukah. For the 8 days of Chanukah, you can eat in the lounge. So then it's called your bias. That, l'chadchila, could be a makom to light Neres Chanukah if you live on the second floor of Mus. If you live on the other floors of Mus, so what? You're going to light on the second floor lounge. I guess you could eat there. If you eat there, it's no different than lighting outside of the Beis Medrash on the first floor. If you eat in that second floor of lounge of Mus, even if you never really use it the whole year, it could be koveh, that is your bias. So it's in the building. Maybe that's your bias. It's a makom achila. Right? Maybe it's your makom achila. So maybe that taka could be a makom where you could light Neres Chanukah. How about for people who live in apartments? What's the makom to light? So the Gemara says that you should light in such a way lechatchila that you're mefaris in the nes for the bnei rishus haravim, but b'shas hasakana menichal shulchan avedayim. But the Brisa is a third halacha that im hayador ba'aliyah menicha b'chalon asmucha l'rishus haravim. If you live in an in the upper story of the home, you know, they had the bayis and the aliyah, the first floor and the second floor. If you live in the second floor, so you can't put it on Pesach HaBayis, so you just leave it in the window. The window that's close to Rishus HaRabim, what does that accomplish? Well, if the purpose of the Pirsum and Is of Neres Chanukah is for the Neres HaSarabim, you mafarsim them for the Neres HaSarabim by lighting in the window. So what's to do when it comes to the apartments? If someone lives on the ground floor, or on the second floor, or the third floor, he could light in the window. If he's afraid, if there's a sakonis, then he leaves it on his shulchan. Minichal shulchan avidayim. He's not afraid of the sakonis, so then he can light in the window. Be careful that it shouldn't be a real sakonis, it shouldn't be a fire hazard. But if he lights carefully, so then he could leave it in the window, and then the Bnei Rishus HaRabim will see. We'll see the Neres Chanukah. Let's say he lives on the fifth floor. So the fifth floor is higher than 20 amos. 20 amos is somewhere between 30 and 40 feet. So, I don't know, the fourth floor is what? The fourth floor is, let's say, 30 feet. 30 and some odd feet, right? If you're lighting in the window, so it's not 10 feet, right? 35 feet or something. So maybe in the fourth floor you could be machmir to light in the window. But if you live on the fifth floor, that's above 40 feet, above 20 amos, so there's no persume nisa there in the window. There's no value to lighting in the window. So someone is saying that if there is an apartment building opposite you, if there's a dormitory opposite you, right? So people in the dormitory can see the Neres Chanukah. So then there might be an inyan to light in the window, even if a person lives on the sixth floor. Right? There's a dormitory. It's an eighth floor of the dormitory. But let's say the dormitory only goes up to the fifth floor. But they can see your sixth floor window. So then there might be an inyan to light there. Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion whether there's Pirsum Enisa for Goyim. We assume not. We assume the Pirsum Enisa is for Jews. So if there are Jewish people, right? If there are Yidden living opposite you, so then there might be an Inyan to light the Neres Chanukah even if you live very high up because they can see it. But if you're only talking about the Goyim walking in the street, right, or the goyim, I should say, the goyim living in the apartment building opposite you, then they're not lighting Neres Chanukah, so then there wouldn't be Pirsum Enisa. There wouldn't be Pirsum Enisa for them. Even if they're non-from Jews, there is Pirsum Enisa. Right, so if there are Jewish people living in the apartment opposite you, so even if you live high up, there might be an inyan to light in the window so that you'll be mefaris in the nes for those individuals. Questions? Yes.
If it's at all possible, should we think that?
Lighting at home. Rabbi Schechter holds that since the lighting in the dormitories is questionable, he thinks that people should go home every night. I don't know. It's a tirchei yisrael. If talmidim of Rabbi Schechter, I think, follow that psak and they try to go home, but I think a lot of other poskim or yeshiva here are more makel. So I think there's what to be somechan. You know, if you're going to be mevatel Torah by going home, so if you hold you're not going to be yotzi the mitzvah, so then. And perhaps it is appropriate to go home, but I think since there are shittas to be somichan, I think you can rely on those shittas, but try to do it right. Try to do it in the best possible way, as we're describing. Yes. Oh no, I wouldn't do that. If you're not eating at home and you're not sleeping at home, then I wouldn't light at home, because if you're eating here. And you're sleeping here, then your bias is here. So it's like I can't walk over to someone else's home and say, hey, you know, I want to light Neres Chanukah in your house. That's not your house. So if you're not eating at home and you're not sleeping at home, it's highly questionable if you can consider that a bias. It's your bias. You spend a lot of time there, but on Chanukah you're not spending time there. You have to spend time there in this night. You're not there for this night. It's questionable. Yes. If who has a Chanukah party?
Can everybody have a Chanukah party? If we're going to go home afterwards, should we be lighting in yeshiva or should we wait till we get home very late and then stop and eat the same?
So if you're going to eat supper in the dormitory, if you're going to eat supper in your bias here, so then you could light here. But if you're not going to be eating here and you're not going to be sleeping here, then you can't light here because it's not your bias for that night. Then you should wait until you get home. It's always better to try to light this man because you might forget later. The best thing is to eat a meal early. Right? I'm not sure when the class. Are there any classes that day?
No,
Wednesday?
No.
So then the best thing would be to try to light this man. I'm sure they'll have a minyan. They'll daven Maariv. some reasonable time, 5 o'clock or 5:30 or something, so light then, try to eat a supper, eat supper then. So then you're kovei, this is your makom for that night, and then you can light in the dormitory, even if you're going home that night. Yeah.
Is there anything that's kedai for guys in the dormitories to try to sleep or eat in their friends' apartments and then light in the apartment instead?
Again, I think there are poskim who believe that lighting in the lobbies, in the dormitories, if you do it right, can work. So I think there's what to be sameich on. You're gonna sleep in the dormitory, so someone's gonna sleep on the floor, right? There aren't enough beds.
Couch.
Right. So if you're not gonna be able to concentrate during Seder the following day, I wouldn't. Okay. I mean, no, really. You have to really put together. You know what? There's a cost benefit analysis that you have to do. Right, so if it's going to cost you a day, if you're not going to be able to concentrate, I'm not sure that it's worth it. It is a chumrah. It's not like there's no makom for the chumrah, but I think there's what to be samech on that you could light in the lobbies. Yes.
So if you live in an apartment on like the sixth floor, mm-hmm. and you're not lighting for the B'nai Shusarabim, then you just light on the table. You can light on the table.
Yeah, there's no reason to light in the window. And that leads me to the next point, and that is, when should one light? So we know the Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Aleph Hamavei says that the time for lighting Eres Chanukah is at Shkia, Mishitishka Achama, Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. From Shkia Sachama until Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, until the B'nai Rosh Hashanah stopped walking around. That was said for the time when Hadlokas Ner Chanukah was a Pesum and Yisif of B'nai Rosh Hashanah. What is the name of Mishitishka Achama? It's the Machlokas Aposkim. Whether it's Tchila Shkia or Sof Shkia. I'm not talking about Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Of course, that's a machlokas, right, what Shkia is. But once you've determined what Shkia is, then the question is, are the Neres Chanukah supposed to be lit at Shkia, B'Tchila Shkia, or B'Sof Shkia? What does it mean, Sof Shkia? Astronomical sunset? The end of astronomical sunset? No, Tseis HaKochavim. Is it supposed to be lit at the time of Shkia, or should it be lit at Tseis HaKochavim? Not so pashut. And many sheep this hold that you're really supposed to light b'sof shkia, not b'tchila shkia. The Gro felt that you're supposed to light b'zman shkia, and I believe he held b'tchila shkia. And he held, based on the Rambam, that's the only time to light. You have to light b'tchila shkia, and your time is half an hour. That's the time that the Rif and other posts can say, that's shkia until tichla regel min hashuk, is the zman of half an hour. So the girl would say that's the time to light it. You can't light after it. If you light after it, you're not going to be osir. There's a specific time to light. But others argue, and they say that you're supposed to light b'tzeis ha-kochavim, not b'tchila shkia. That seems to be the mainstream. What's more, b'zman hazeh, Tosfos holds, since we're lighting bifnim, we're lighting inside for the b'nei abayis, not for the b'nei rishus harabim, so then you could light even l'chatchila after the half hour, after Shkia Sachana. Because it's not nikva based on Shkia Sachana. It's not nikva based on the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. Because you're pursuing Isis for the B'nai Abayis, so you can light even later. And that's what the Ram quotes in Simitot Rishayim based. That L'chabchila, you could light inside B'zman Hazeh, because we're madlik for the B'nai Abayis. But if you could be Mefarsen, I mean, obviously B'zman Hazeh, if you're going to light in the window, if you're going to be Mefarsen for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's better to light B'zman, because you'll be Mefarsen for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. Some point up, as man hazeh, maybe lighting at 5 o'clock is less of a persumei nisa for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, because there are more people walking around later. People are still at work at 5 o'clock. So it's hard to figure out exactly when the best man for persumei nisa is. They quote from the Brisker Rav that he was very machmir. He tried to put enough shemen in the air that it would last until all of the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, you know, left the book. I don't know if you have to be machmer to light for 4 or 5 hours, but it might be an inyan to put a little bit more shemen shev in there so that it can last for more B'nai Rosh Hashanah, because in the Pharisees and Nisa a little bit more. If someone is madlik inside, so then the Pesumei Nisa is for the B'nai Habayis, so the Chora, they should be awake. The B'nai Habayis should be awake. The Chathchila, they should be awake to be able to see, because that's what the Pesumei Nisa is for. The poskim, they'll point out that let's say a person comes back late to the dormitory. He was at a chasana and he comes back late. And his roommates are sleeping. So does he have to wake them up to be mefaris in the nes to them? So some poskim say yes, because the audience of the Pesumei Nisa is the B'nai Abayis. That's the people who are living in your bayis, in your dormitory, in your apartment. Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you don't have to do that. That the Eved, if you come back and either if the people that you live with aren't there or if they're sleeping, you don't have to wake them up. You don't have to get people from the outside to the Mefarsim and the Neis to them. But the Eved, we can say that the Pirsum HaNeis is for you. For you. If you're living yourself, you can be Mefarsim and the Neis to yourself. So in this situation where the Bnei HaBayis are sleeping, the Eved, you can just light the Neres Chanukah and you'll be Mefarsim and the Neis to yourself. You won't be Mefarsim and the Neis to other people. And that should be sufficient. Yes?
You know, it comes up every year.
That's a very good question. Someone is traveling Motzei Shabbos. Let's say a person goes home for Shabbos Chanukah and then they're going back to the dormitory. What should one do? So, l'chatchila, it's probably best to light where you're going to sleep. Because just because you've been at this makom for Friday night, that's not koveh, it has a makom for you for Motzei Shabbos. To some point out that if you're going to have a malava malka, you are going to eat a suda where you stay for Shabbos, then perhaps there's room to be mekel that you can light in that makom. Again, you were there Friday night. Just because you're there Friday night, that is not koveh, it has a makom for you for Motzei Shabbos. If it's not a makom lina, if it's not a makom achila Motzei Shabbos, then it's hard to be koveh that is a makom for you Motzei Shabbos. But if you have a malava malka, if you have an achila, even though you're not sleeping there that night, it's just a makom achila ba'alma, right? But since you were there the previous night, some posts can hold that that's enough to be koveh as a makom, and maybe you'll be able to light the Motzei Shabbos as well. Okay. Just a couple more points. How about a married couple? Let's say one member, a spouse, is coming home late. Right? If the spouse is coming home late, so is it better to wait for the spouse? Should they light early? Let's say there's a woman at home and the husband is working a little bit later. He's going to be home, I don't know, at 7 o'clock. Right? So should the wife light at 5 o'clock or should they wait to light together? So according to the Vilna Gaon, they should light this man. They have to light this man. Whoever is there has to light this man because the Vilna Gaon holds half an hour after Shkia, you're finished. There is no time. Right? You've passed the time for the mitzvah, there's no way to be Yotze. So according to the Gaon, they definitely should light this man. If you follow Minhage Hagro in all areas, then of course you have to be Machmer for this as well. But most poskim don't assume like that. Especially this man Azeh that we light inside, many light inside, then it's not limited. The hadlokah is not limited to Shkiyas HaChamah. So what should one do? Should one try to light this man? Is it better to wait till later? So the poskim say that it's probably better to wait till later. Right? For two reasons. First of all, this man Azeh for lighting inside, then the hekes for the Bnei HaBayis. Better to have more of the Bnei HaBayis there. But some point to a Gemara in Shabbos as well. The Gemara in Shabbos says, let's say you only have enough money for Ner Chanukah or for Ner Shabbos. For one or for the other, but not for both. Which is Adif? So the Gemara says, Ner Shabbos Adif because of Shalom Bayis. That's what the Gemara says. Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah, but Ner Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis means that there should be peace in the home in the sense that if it's dark, people are going to trip over their shoelaces, people are not going to be happy. So Ner Shabbos is Adif, says the Gemara, because of Shalom Bayis. So there are some poskim who point out, look, you see that Shalom Bayis trumps Ner Chanukah, trumps the din of Ner Chanukah. So certainly in the context of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Shalom Bayis should be a koveh. So to wait for the other spouse is a Shalom Bayis concept. So perhaps it's better, you see from Hilchas Chanukah itself, that it's a good thing to wait. It's a good thing to have Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is more important than the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Even if you'll be docha the din l'chatchila of Ner Chanukah, you're not going to light bizman. Maybe it's better to do that in order to preserve Shalom Bayis. So most poskim say better to wait. Wait until the other spouse comes home, and then they will light together. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if you have shemen left over from the Neres Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you have shemen left over, you have to make it into a madura. You make it, you put all the shemen together, all the psilas and all the shemen, and you burn it. You make it into a bonfire and burn up the shemen completely. Why do you have to burn up the shemen? Just throw it out. Zok the Mechaber, no, because the shemen has a status of Kedusha. Shemen of Ner Chanukah is iskash to the shemen in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal gave it a sense of Kedusha. Because it has a sense of Kedusha, it's viewed as Tashmisha Kedusha. You can't throw that out. You can't throw it out. So you got to burn it since it's Niskadash. Wow, that's a big chumrah. people do this. They put all the shemen together and they burn it. It's a big chumrah. What can you do to avoid having to do that? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you make a tanai in the shemen, if you say from the beginning that whatever shemen is left over is not miskadesh, so then you don't have to burn that shemen. Right? You can just put the shemen in a kiss, put it in some kind of a container, and then you can throw it. You can throw it out. It wouldn't have a status of tashmishe kedusha. It still probably is viewed as tashmishe mitzvah because you did. It was part of the shemen that you used for the hadlokas. It probably has a din of tashmishe mitzvah, so you shouldn't just throw it out into the garbage. But as long as you put it in some kind of a plastic, that should be sufficient. But that's only if you make a tanai. If you make a tanai that the leftover shemen is not going to be niskadesh, so then it doesn't have to be burnt. But rather, you can put it in a kiss, some kind of a plastic container, put it in a Ziploc bag, or put it in a, you know, a plastic bag, tie it up, and then you'd be able to put it in the garbage. It's very kedai to make that tonight. You should make it tonight right now. Chanukah is only a week away. Make it tonight. Whatever shema, whatever wicks, and whatever candles, whatever oil I have left over should not be niskadesh. If it's not niskadesh, then it only has a din of tashmisha mitzvah, not a din of tashmisha kedusha. And then as long as you don't... you're not knowing minig bizarion with it to throw it directly into the garbage. You put it into a plastic bag. That should be okay.